Countdown to sequester just 2 days away. There's growing concern that across-the-board cuts will undercut our local economy. But still, there are no urgent talks between the political parties. This morning, we spoke with Democratic Senator Ben Cardin of Maryland, who said lawmakers need to get together.
We need to get together, Democrats and Republicans, and let the system work. Let's compromise. Let's get it done.
We also spoke with Republican Congressman Frank Wolf of Virginia, who's pushing a bill that incorporates parts of the Simpson-Bowles deficit panel.
I think that's the way to do it. And what Simpson-Bowles does, too, it raises revenue by closing these loopholes, but it also has for every $1 revenue increase, it's $3 of a spending cut. So, yeah, there is a way to do it.
Joining us now is the co-chair of that Simpson-Bowles commission, Senator Alan Simpson, former Republican senator from Wyoming. He found a way to do it. Not that anyone's paying any attention or so, it seems, Senator Simpson. Welcome. Good morning. Does it drive you crazy that we're in this situation yet again?
Look, I've been crazy before. This is the sinister person speaking himself. But quickly, the social note. Do you know Ted Kennedy and I did face off on WTOP for 8 years?
We enjoyed every year of it.
5 days a week. And it was such fun, and we blasted each other for a couple of minutes, and then the next day the other one would take a shot. Anyway, here we are, and no, hell, I'm not frustrated. It's just madness to watch grown men and women who were paralyzed because of their base. You touch that precious Medicare and these precious dear seniors, and your fingers will be burned to the core, and you rascal, you raise one penny of taxes, and you don't have to raise taxes. You just go into the tax code. And if you want to just sit there and watch the one system on automatic pilot, which is health care, just heat a hole through the whole budget because there's no cost control on that baby until down the road. You don't want to restore solvency of Social Security for 75 years. You really must hate your children and your grandchildren.
Mm-hmm. Do you feel like there's any more support for your plan as a whole, or are people just cherry-picking parts of it to tout?
Oh, they all say, my Lord, what a beautiful format, and so on. And I heard Ben and Frank speak, and it's so true. These guys think that compromise, that if you compromise, you're a wimp. The word compromise means wimp to these rigid people on both sides. And hell, if you can't compromise an issue without compromising yourself, you shouldn't be in Congress and you should never get married.
But isn't, I like that second line, isn't it so true that you've actually given them cover? You and Erskine Bowles could be the bad guys and they could just adopt a plan like yours.
They can throw arrows at us or boulders. We don't care. That's not why we got into it. We got into it because of these systems that are unsustainable. And the constituent groups out there, you know, like Grover Norquist on one side, the AARP on another, the ads have started. Some poor old soul, she must have been paid a fortune for that ad. She's got her hand on her head in her hand, says, I'm not a little iron item, I'm a grandmother. Well, give me a break.
What's the solution here? How far do we go? There's no road to kick this can further down.
Well, I'll tell you, the solution is, and it's not a good one, and Dick Durbin, who supported our position, don't forget, we got five Dems, five Republicans, one Independent, ranging from Dick Durbin, a very progressive liberal Democrat, and Tom Coburn, a very conservative Republican, voted for this package. The thing that's going to happen is the markets are going to get tired of watching a dysfunctional Congress, tired of watching a country which is dependent and addicted to debt. And they're going to say very simply, you know, we love you, you're addicted, we loan you more money, but we want more money for our money. And at that point, inflation will kick up and interest will kick up. And guess who gets it in the shorts? The little guy, the middle class. What fakery.
It is frustrating. Do you see any support coming your way down the road? I mean, what's the end game here?
Well, the end game is hard. It's like a stink bomb in a garden party. And furthermore, Erskine and I, in just a few days, will stick in actual numbers. They're always saying, well, how much would you take out of this? You see them keep throwing the ball back and forth. They say, we want to do something with defense. We want to do something with health care. Then they never give a figure. We're going to throw that out. That will create a beautiful new bonfire for our bodies.
All right, listen, when you do that comeback, I have a feeling we're going to be in the same pickle we're in now, but we'll see whether any of the other any of the other variables have changed here, giving us at least something to offer as encouragement to people who are listening in and probably growing despondent as they think about the prospect of being furloughed and the economic consequences?
There will be disruption, Mike and Bruce, and you know that. And when it happens in 2 days, there will be disruption. And the people of America say, who are the jerks that prevented me even getting on the airplane and missing after 3 hours in the line? Who are the jerks that closed Glacier Park? What are you people doing? And then they'll do something, because that's the way it works. They never respond. They always react.
And Senator, we certainly appreciate you coming on with us periodically to talk about it, and we'll do it again, I hope.
Okay, you betcha.
Former Senator Alan Simpson with us of the Simpson-Bowles Commission.